Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the stanzas 4 and 6. From the land beyond the Jordan, I bewail my misery. From the foothills of Mount Hermon, O my God, I think of thee, and what follows. Psalter 416, the stanzas 4 and 6. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Genesis 39, the verses 7 through 23. And afterwards from the Canons of Dort, the first head of doctrine, the Articles 12 and 13. Genesis 39, beginning with the 7th verse. And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, and neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, and that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that he lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. The Canons of Dort, Article 1, which speaks of divine predestination, the Articles 12 and 13. Article 12. The elect in due time, though in various degrees and in different measures, attain the assurance of this their eternal and unchangeable election, not by inquisitively prying into the secret and deep things of God, but by observing in themselves with the spiritual joy and holy pleasure the infallible fruits of election pointed out in the Word of God, such as a true faith in Christ, filial fear, a godly sorrow for sin, a hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Article 13. The sense and certainty of this election afford to the children of God additional matter for daily humiliation before Him, for adoring the depth of His mercies, for cleansing themselves and rendering grateful returns of ardent love to Him, who first manifested so great love towards them. The consideration of this doctrine of election is so far from encouraging remissness in the observance of the divine commands, or from sinking men in carnal security, that these, in the just judgment of God, are the usual effects of rash presumption or of idle and wanton trifling with the grace of election, and those who refuse to walk in the ways of the elect. Let us try to ask the Lord for His indispensable blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we read in Thy Word, in Him we live, we move, and have our being. Thou art the fountain of all good. And when it has pleased Thee in this evening hour that we may come to Thy house, then we come unto Thee with all our blessings, with our needs, with our desires, and with our sins. Then Thou hast crowned the earth with Thy mercies and Thy goodness in this day. We and our children have received so many blessings from Thy hand. May we be given to see it, a heart humbled thereunder, and a tongue to praise Thee, our Lord. Then we are called to confess our many sins, unthankful for common mercies, abusing what Thou givest, and that we begin to murmur so quickly when Thou withholdest even a few of those blessings. Then we are called upon to confess that we are not what we ought to be. To that end, may we be ashamed of our sins, of our unthankfulness, burdened with our debt when it has not been removed. But, our Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that may be given to believe that they are not what they once were, drawn by the cords of love. And when that is true, and when it is lively, then they are not what they desire to be. Because when faith is an exercise, the heart made soft and tender, when we may walk in thy presence, then it is a desire to grieve thee no more, Lord. Thou knowest how that each and every one has come up to thy house in this evening. We humbly ask thee that it may be the time of thy sovereign good pleasure, that sinners may be converted by thee unto thee, drawn by the cords of love, uncovered, shown who thou art and who we are, and that is condemnable sinners which cannot stand in thy holy sight. Lord, may there have come up a few beggars that have humbly asked thee that in this evening that they may even receive a few crumbs from the king's table, that a word may be applied to their soul, that they may be instructed, a people that does not know it anymore, and perhaps also a few souls in prison, and they know not how to get out. But, Lord, it is written in thy word that thou hearest the sighs of the prisoner. Thou knowest who are thine. There is a people upon the earth, and that oftentimes is now their question. Lord, remember thy people. Grant a further leadings. Grant no rest outside of the finished work of thy dear Son. Wilt thou grant that close, that tender, that dependent, that trusting life to live out of thy hand with that vehement desire that thy name may be greatly glorified amongst us and our children. Wilt thou bless thy word amongst us to that end? Thou hast promised that it shall not return void unto thee. We commend unto thee thy church over the length and the breadth of the earth. 'Tis becoming small, but thou still hast a church. And there shall be a church till thy dear Son cometh upon the clouds of heaven, when the last elect has been converted. And thou hast written in thy word that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Then thou granted that the sun may it shine brightly, and also the moon still in the sky. Remember then the established churches, the persecuted churches that are suffering for the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work. Wilt thou remember our poor nation? Remember all those in high authority, our Prime Minister. May it please thee to impress upon his heart What an awful and terrible thing it is to lead a nation further from thy word and from thy institutions. Ah, Lord, he needs what thou was given to Manasseh of old, that there came a time in his life that he knew that the Lord, he was God. And then Manasseh, when he was freed out of prison, then with all his efforts, he has tried to undo what he has done against thy holy law. Well, I remember our province, our premier, the governments of the cities and the towns. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, the hand that is taken away. May thy hand uphold and comfort them. Sanctify the callings. Remember all the elderly ones. Remember all under the physician's care. We commend unto thee the handicapped ones. Remember all the sick relatives, all the different circumstances, the concerns. They are known unto thee. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Provide the daily bread for our family circles. Grant a closer life also in that respect. Lord, remember all those that are struggling with temptations and addictions. Ah, grant that they may be delivered. We have heard of thy child Joseph, filled with the tender fear of the Lord. Grant it strength from above to resist. We now humbly ask thee that thou may grant thy gracious help. Do open thy precious word. Grant a few simple words to speak. Remember all the listeners, from the youngest to the oldest. Grant special tokens of thy favor. May it be granted that for a little while, the manifold cares, the timely cares, that they may be put to the side, and that we may be given to hear thy voice with the confession, our sins are great and manifold. We have absolutely nothing to plead upon, and our Lord, we can confess much with our lips, necessary, that it is experienced each time by renewal, that we are an unworthy people, and that when thou yet grants those tokens, that the wonder only becomes greater to sink away in the depths, in humility, with that vehement desire, that thy thrice holy name may be glorified. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 440, the stanzas 1 and 2. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication. O my God, who hearest prayer, look on me in all my care, day and night in my complaining, and never my mournful voice restraining. And what follows, Psalter 440, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thank you. in this evening hour with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Genesis 39, the verses 10 through 23. And we shall read the verses 19, 20, and 21. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Our text words speak of Joseph's deep way from the house of Potiphar to prison, with four thoughts. In the first place, Joseph fleeing sin. Secondly, Joseph falsely accused. Thirdly, Joseph deeply humbled. And fourthly, Joseph mercifully remembered. Joseph's deep way from the house of Potiphar to prison. Joseph fleeing sin, as we find it in the verses 10 through 13. Joseph falsely accused, the verses 14 and 15. Joseph deeply humbled, 16 through 20. And Joseph mercifully remembered, the verses 21 through 23. First, Joseph fleeing sin. Beloved congregation, we have heard the last times that the way of Joseph was a deep way, so different than he had thought, and yet that he has experienced special tokens of the Lord's favor also in the house of Potiphar. And then, of course, for a Joseph, we have mentioned it a few times already, and there is a people that understands it. Those dreams which the Lord has given unto Joseph, and where it seemed that it was so impossible, although perhaps a little hope, when he was promoted in the house of Potiphar. Then how Joseph, many a times, he must have sighed and laid everything before the Lord and asked the Lord to remember him. We have heard the last time of the deep trial, the temptation that has come in the life of Joseph. We have already heard different times that Joseph was also a type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the state of his humiliation. And I read in Matthew 4 of Jesus Christ, after he was baptized, that he was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Also the temptation of Joseph in the house of Potiphar, and not outside of the Lord's providence, not to hide behind it. For the people of God, and what a privilege it is when there may be those times, shall we call them moments, when they may truly believe Romans 8 verse 28, that all things work together for good, to them that love God and that are called according to his purpose, and that the Lord is too good to be unkind and too wise to err. And then for those Josephs in those deep and trying ways, then how often it can be the question whether they are truly a child of God when everything goes so contrary to what they have hoped for, expected, go from strength to strength. We have heard that the temptation in the house of Potiphar, that it was a very deep trial and temptation. In the first place, Joseph was young. Paul has written to his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 22, flee youthful lusts. In Egypt, Joseph, no father and mother, and no office bears. Thirdly, to be alone in the house. Fourthly, to be in Egypt, where the laws were different. Fifthly, under the consequences, was not his choosing. He could not help it, that his brothers have sold him. He could have so easily fall into self-pity and play the part of the victim, and not to minimize what many people upon the earth are called upon to undergo, but that does not take away their responsibility. In the sixth place, we have heard that temptation was by one superior above him, his master's wife, by giving in, perhaps he could be promoted more. And it was clear to the mind of Joseph, if he would continue to resist, that eventually it would turn into revenge. Then in the seventh place, his wife, since she would be partaker of the sin, she would do her utmost to hide it. In the next place, It was by repetition. But then we have heard, I read in the Bible, that by the fear of the Lord, that tender fear of God, that there is a hatred of sin. And then Joseph, it was by the Lord he was kept, was the Lord's work. And then what a precious testimony he has given to the wife of Potiphar. In the first place, he was given to speak the goodness of the Lord, received a special place, a place of trust, responsibility. And what a terrible thing it would be when we receive a place of trust and also that we abuse our authority in whatever way it may be, to sin, to fulfill our selfish lust or the lust of others. And then in the second place, then Joseph is clearly said, because thou art his wife, should have been a sword in the heart of that wife. But oh, then we see, when temptation beginneth, what a slippery and what a dangerous slope. And then thirdly, how can I do this great wickedness? And fourthly, that is the stress laid upon those last words, and sin against God. But that wife, as she has set her eyes upon Joseph, and then we read, she spake to Joseph day by day, speaking with her eyes, as such a woman we read of in the book of Proverbs. Then surely what a trial and what a temptation it was for Joseph. Joseph could not seek employment elsewhere because he was still a slave. There can be those at the workplace where there are many temptations, can be in many different ways. May the Lord grant strength to be steadfast. Further we read that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. What an instruction for us and our children. When the temptation comes, when we think about it, desire it, then alas, how often that we are not as Joseph, but that we even seek out that temptation, planning only so far, but then we are not as a Joseph. I have read of a father that in his earlier years that many times he visited a bar. He was an alcoholic. Those, of course, are places where we and our children do not belong. The Lord has converted him. The Lord has delivered him from that addiction. But that father had much self-knowledge. And to that end, when he went to that town, he never went on that road, that street, where that bar was, but he always took another street because he did not trust himself. Joseph has done his best not to be with her, but he was required to fulfill his duties. And then we read specifically, Joseph went into the house to do his business. Necessity required Joseph to be in that house. Oh, it cannot be different. That he has prayed and said, Lord, deliver me from that wife. And then when he went into his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. Ah, let us stay with ourselves. What a blessing it is when we have a deep impression that the Lord sees us everywhere, all times, all circumstances. It can be that we are ashamed to do things before men, which we do in secret, thus more ashamed that men see us than that the Lord sees us. Our second thought, Joseph falsely accused, because we read, she caught him by his garment, but he fled and left his garment in her hand and got him out. What a day that must have been for Joseph. The garment in the hand of that wife. How he must have been troubled. How we must have begged the Lord. Because for Joseph it was clear that it would not be so well. Then we see also in this chapter that there is a great difference between love and passion. A passion that centers only on the body, but true love that includes the whole person. We read of Amnon, the son of David, that he loved his sister, his stepsister Tamar. And then after we read that he hated her with more hatred than that he had loved her. And so for the wife of Potiphar, it turned into revenge. And then we read that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. For that wife of Potiphar, she would likely have a hearing with those servants that were hired by Potiphar. Do we not read of a Daniel when he was promoted in Daniel 6, that they have sought occasion, but they could find none except in the law of his God. What a precious testimony concerning Daniel. And now that wife, then with that garment, then she has explained that Joseph was the instigator of sin and spake unto them saying, see, he hath brought in Hebrew, do you hear it? That it was not so well with that marriage between Potiphar and his wife, because when it is well, then we desire to hear and to mention the name of wife and husband. But that wife did not say, my husband has brought in an Hebrew servant, but she only said, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. The second time in the life of Joseph, that his garment has been used to deceive. The first time, the brothers have dipped that long coat in blood and sent a servant to show it unto Father Jacob. And now by renewal, a garment was used to deceive the men in the house, and it would also be used to deceive her husband. Then by renewal, then we see that the greater Joseph, we have more examples in the scripture where the righteous were deceived. Think of David when he has fled from his son Absalom. Then Ziba has come and slandered Mephibosheth, that he has stayed behind with the desire that the kingdom would be his. Think of Naboth and his vineyard. Think of Paul, but think especially of the greater Joseph. The Lord Jesus Christ, where he was falsely accused in the hall of Caiaphas, and also in the early morning when they have brought him to the judgment seat of Pontius Pilate, that they have said, he perverteth the nation, he stirreth the nation up, he refuses to pay tribute to Caesar, and he has called himself the King of Israel. What it must have been for Joseph, no garment. And he knew that wife would take revenge. But there was another matter in the life of Joseph. It cannot be different. We have heard that Potiphar was given to see that his house was blessed because of the Lord in capital letters. Then it cannot be different. Then it was evident in that house of Potiphar that he did not go along with the worship of the Egyptian gods. Must have not been easy, not so easy especially when we are young people, when we are in the world with people that have not respect for God's word. But I hope that the Lord grants courage, and that the world may see they shall try you. And the world has a right to see whether your convictions are sincere, whether you are consistent, and many a times they shall respect, but it can be that it turns over to mockery. But now for a Joseph that was given to walk in the tender fear of the Lord, unable to withstand that temptation, and now he would be mocked because of his religion, and the name of the Lord would be blasphemed. Our third thought, Joseph deeply humbled, because then we read, and she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. What that garment, what is speaking to that wife of Potiphar? Maybe if you that have such a garment in your hands, the consequences of sin, what a privilege it is, when that is so, when there may be a falling under our sin, a confessing of the same to the Lord when necessary, to our fellow man. But a natural man, it has begun in paradise when our first parents have taken of that forbidden fruit, then they have hid themselves and covered themselves with fig leaves. And Adam, the woman which thou hast given me, the woman the serpent has beguiled. And then her husband has come home, and she spake unto him according to these words, saying, the Hebrew servant which thou wast brought unto us, do you hear it? She did not say, the Hebrew servant which we have hired, which we have bought to work in our dwelling, he has done what he has done. But the Hebrew servant which thou was brought unto us, thus her husband's fault, what has taken place. Then already in the history of Joseph, then marriage is stressed. We have heard in Genesis 37 what that must have been for those husbands and wives, for those husbands to be as hypocrites before their wives concerning the death of Joseph. What a privilege and what a blessing it is when love abounds between husband and wife. One of old has said, a young man, he must choose his love. And when he has done so and is married, then he must love his choice. Thus in the scriptures, how often instruction concerning marriage It is evident in this chapter that the marriage between Potiphar and his wife, that it was not such a good marriage, because even after she has sinned, then she has put the blame on Potiphar. Potiphar, thou hast brought this servant into our house. Surely, then the wife of Potiphar has also seen and experienced that house has been blessed in a special and a remarkable way. But after she has greatly sinned, as she has denied it all. And it came to pass, as he lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And then, and it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, this master, not husband, heard the words of his wife, which he spake unto him, saying, after this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. There is a question. It is not so clear, but whether the husband has truly believed everything that his wife has stated. There's not even written that his wrath was kindled against Joseph, because why would a Joseph, who was the stronger one, why would he now leave that garment in the hands of that wife? Of course, it showed that he has fled from sin as far as possible. And then we read, and Joseph's master took him, and we have heard before at the end of Genesis 37, when it is written of Potiphar, the captain of the guard, then in the margin of our Bible, then it tells us that word also means to be an executioner. And now, when that husband has heard from his wife the testimony of Joseph, a Joseph whom he has promoted, whom he has favored, whom he has given a special place in his house, that he has put everything in his hands, except, of course, his wife. Then the question is, when his wrath was kindled, why did Potiphar not immediately command that Joseph would be executed? Thus it is possible that the husband Potiphar, that he had questions. Another instruction, we do not read that Potiphar, that he has questioned Joseph, because oftentimes there are different sides to the story. Sometime the truth lieth in the middle. Of course, if a Joseph had been questioned, then he could with a clear conscience, and what a privilege and a blessing that is, when with a clear conscience that we can give our testimony. On the other hand, of course, at the overruling providence of the Lord, because a Joseph could not be killed. A Joseph was immortal. And why was Joseph immortal? Because the Lord has given him two dreams. When unbelief in the life of Joseph had the overhand, then it would all come to an end. But when by the immediate working of the Holy Spirit, when faith would be an exercise, and he could hold, I say it simply, hold on to his dreams, given to believe that for the Lord nothing is too wonderful, then a Joseph could not perish. I read in Proverbs 21 verse 1, that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of waters. He turneth it whithersoever he willeth. Then by renewal, then we have a clear type of the greater Joseph, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ, he was persecuted and condemned by his own people, the Jews, but also the Romans. So also Joseph, he was persecuted by his brethren, but now also in Egypt. Then a Potiphar, he had to satisfy his wife, but also since he was in the service of Pharaoh, then he must deal justly. So upon his pilot, then out of fear, he tried to satisfy the Jews, but the Jews have also reminded him that there was a Caesar that stood above him. And now, for a Joseph, what a deep, what an unfathomable way, oh, for a Joseph, if he had fallen into sin, if he had given into temptation, if he had become guilty in a special way of the sin against the seventh commandment, and then he was placed in prison, then it would not be so astonishing. Oh, there can be times in the life of God's people when they are given to see all the Lord's goodness and their unthankfulness, their evil heart, then it truly becomes a wonder that the Lord so greatly blesses them. Thus, in a certain way, for Joseph, what a deep way it was. And when we say a clear conscience, we must not think that Joseph did not have any sin, Romans 3 verse 23. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Cannot be different. That for a Joseph, when he has come in prison and given to ponder over what has happened, and that he has examined himself that is profitable, has he perhaps shown a little too much kindness, and we must be friendly to everyone. But undoubtedly the question has come, because when we walk in the tender fear of the Lord, then we examine our heart oftentimes, that Joseph has thought back, have there perhaps been a few times that I have been too kind and too friendly to the mistress? We read in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 22, to abstain from all appearance of evil, thus congregation, for a Joseph, what a deep and trying way. Let us first sing Psalter 289. The stanzas 4, 8, and 9. The Lord our God is God alone. All lands his judgments know. His promise he remembers still while generations go. And what follows, 289, the stanzas 4, 8, and 9. Joseph's deep way from the house of Potiphar to prison. Joseph fleeing sin. Joseph falsely accused. Joseph deeply humbled. And fourthly, Joseph mercifully remembered. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. We have heard a few weeks ago from Acts 16, or this past week, that Paul and Silas were kept in the inner prison, and in a distressed, and he was there in the prison. In Genesis 40, the verse 15, in chapter 41, verse 14, then it is called a dungeon. And that word, that means a pit, that can even mean a well. Thus what that was for Joseph, to be humbled so lowly and with those two dreams. We read further concerning Joseph. We have sung it together, Psalm 105, verse 18, whose feet they hurt with fetters. He was laid in iron until the time that his word came. The word of the Lord tried him. Thus not only in prison, but he was laid in fetters. What an unfathomable way for Joseph. But shall the Lord now forsake Joseph? Shall the Lord now leave Joseph in prison without being mindful of him? Shall Joseph now be laid in fetters? Shall the Lord not grant tokens of his favor? What do you think, congregation? Then I think everyone shall say, the Lord shall not forsake a Joseph. Maybe a few souls in my midst, because we can be in prison, discouraged, nigh to despair, in so many ways. And the Lord, as a people who cannot deny what the Lord has done, drawn, instructed, spoken, many tokens of the Lord's favor, but how deep the trials can be. And maybe a soul in this evening that is afraid that the Lord has forgotten and that the Lord has forsaken. Trials can be in prison when we have spoken of the pit that the brothers have cast Joseph into. Then we have spoken of many different pits. The Lord is faithful. The Lord has not forgotten Joseph. Because then we read, but the Lord was with Joseph. And that through God's people shall experience how deep the way and the trial. Then the Lord shall uphold them. It is true. Sometimes they are given to see it better and more after the trial, but given to see, but the Lord was with Joseph. Then congregation, then it is better to be with Joseph in prison than what those brothers with a lie in their right hand. Think of Daniel 6. Better to be with Daniel in the den of lions than to be part of the persecution. But then we read something very special and showed him mercy. We have read in the beginning, we have heard in the beginning of this chapter in verse 2, also, and the Lord was with Joseph. But now here we read stronger words and showed him mercy. Read before in the first verses that the Lord was gracious, but now stronger words and showed him mercy. How did Joseph now experience that mercy? In prison, even fettered. How does the Lord show special mercy to his people? When with their sins, with their trials, with all their difficulties, that the Lord grants the spirit of prayer and supplication, a special opening at the throne of grace, and that a peace and a joy may fill their hearts, to experience that the Lord knoweth of them in special ways. Then further, when the Lord grants confirmation, when we read those special words, and the Lord showed him mercy, we may believe, congregation, that in the prison, that the Lord has come over and confirmed his work and his promise concerning those dreams. The Lord is free and sovereign, but people of God, then it shall be the experience when everything seems to come to an end, when we come to our wits' end, when it seems that it can no more, when it seems that the devil has gained a victory, he can even mock us. Ah, shall the Lord then not remember those souls? Then many a times, then the Lord comes over, and then he confirms his own work and renews the promise which they have received. Oh, for a Joseph, then it cannot be different when we read that the Lord showed him mercy, that it was good in prison, that it was a place of communion where he has experienced, and that the Lord is everything in his hands. Oh, we are not saying that there were not times that for a Joseph, because that submission, that is also a gift which Christ has merited for his people. Oh, what a mercy that the Lord shows his people when they are persecuted, when they are suffering, when they may be led into the humiliation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, a Joseph, he was cast into the inner prison. He was placed in fetters. But the Lord Jesus Christ, the greater Joseph, he was crucified. He has descended into hell. No, boys and girls, he did not go to hell, but he has suffered the agonies of hell. And for the Lord Jesus Christ, he was without sin. It was that he may merit a salvation for his people. Showed mercy and showed a mercy. Ah, the people of God can speak when they are in those deep trials, those impossibilities, that the Lord has come over in special ways. Ah, that they can later say, it was good to be afflicted. But with that mercy, Joseph's still in prison, but now in other wonder, by renewal. What an encouragement that is for a child of God. When something takes place by renewal, as a confirmation in the house of Potiphar, received favor, we would think more difficult. How do you not receive favor when you are in the inner prison, in the dungeon, in fetters? How do you not receive favor from the keeper of the prison? Then we see the Lord's wonderful providence that he has shown that favor, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. A deep way for Joseph, but yet very evident that the Lord knew of him. People of God, how long has it been ago that you received the special token of the Lord's favor? How long has it been ago that the Lord has spoken a special word? Many times they receive such an instruction in the way of trials and difficulties, but must not think that trials are necessary. What a blessing it is when under the Lord's goodness may be true what we read in Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft. A Joseph in prison, all in the Lord's hand. Oh, when there were those times, by the work of the Holy Spirit, by true saving faith, that Joseph could truly believe that the Lord makes no mistakes, and that the Lord at his time would remember that the Lord may help, tokens of his mercy, but still in prison. Then we could mention of the prison of sin when the Lord works. All that people cannot deny, the Lord showeth mercy, long suffering so great, many tokens of his favor. Hear their heart declared in God's house. Maybe such souls. But to confess, still in prison, because my debt is not paid, an open guilt, then it is necessary by an eye of faith that the gospel may be opened and to be given to look upon the greater Joseph, who has suffered so deeply the unfathomable love that he has given himself, that his church may be taken out of prison. I read in Psalm 146, verse 7, the Lord looseth the prisoners. That is the work of the king. He is fairer than the children of men, and grace is poured out upon his lips. We read in Hebrews 13, verse 5, he will never forsake nor leave thee. And Paul has written to the Romans for the true church. In Romans 8, verse 31, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who shall be against us? Amen. Let us close. Lord, We have heard of the deep, the mysterious and unfathomable way that thou wast held with thy dear child Joseph, and thou wast such a great purpose to what before the sustaining of a nation that the Messiah would be born and that thy name would be honored and glorified. Lord, we and our children, we know the history, but Joseph was in prison. Maybe a few souls in prison, ah Lord, wilt thou grant tokens that thou knowest of them, and also at thy time a deliverance. Wilt thou now watch over us the remainder of this week? Wilt thou keep from harm, from danger, from accidents? Keep from sin and temptation, bless the labor of our hands, and forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 21. The stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The lips that speak the truth do hide the tongues of arrogance and pride that boastful words employ, and what follows, Psalter 21, 2, 3, and 4. Thank you. die save the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.